I call a meeting of Legislative Coordinating Commission to order, review and approval of the minutes from March 4th, 2010, a while ago. Anybody had a chance to thoroughly review the minutes?
Mr. Chair, I'll move approval, although I don't think there's anybody at this table that was present at the meeting. A little odd, but
you and I'll move approval. We were supposed to be. Representative Holberg moves approval of the March 4th, 2010 minutes discussion. Seeing no further discussion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes are approved. Review and approve the resolutions established by the subcommittees. We'll start with the Subcommittee on Employee Relations. There's Greg. I'm sorry. I was looking for at the table. Mr. Kubinger, please join us at the stand.
Mr. Chair and members, good morning. I'm Greg Kubinger with the Legislative Coordinating Commission. The second item in your packet is a resolution, LCC-1, that would reestablish the Subcommittee on Employee Relations. The duty to review labor contracts and compensation plans and salaries for employees in the executive branches statutorily given to the LCC, but for many years the LCC has delegated that responsibility to a subcommittee that it establishes through a resolution. This resolution provides for a subcommittee that has 10 members, 5 from the Senate and 5 from the House. Historically, the chair rotates every 2 years between the two. For this two-year period, the chair would come from the Senate. Staff is provided by the LCC. The LCC delegates all of its responsibilities to the subcommittee. It can provide interim approval of labor contracts and compensation plans. They can go into effect once that action has been taken. A bill to ratify the work of the subcommittee has to be passed by the next session of the legislature. The contracts are voided.
Discussion, questions? Seeing no questions, is there a motion to approve the resolution?
Mr. Chair, I'll move.
Senator Koch moves approval of the resolution. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion passed. Next, we have the agenda. Subcommittee on Administrative Rules. Mr. Hubinger is back at the table. Feel free, Mr. Hubinger.
Mr. Chair and members, again, in statutes, the responsibility of the legislature to provide oversight of agencies implementing and administering administrative rules is given to the Legislative Coordinating Commission. And historically, the subcommittee, or the LCC, has delegated that to a small subcommittee called the Subcommittee on Administrative Rules. That subcommittee has only met intermittently in the last 10 years. I think the last formal meeting happened in 2004. But there has been enough rulemaking that has been of concern to legislators that it was thought that the subcommittee ought to be reestablished so that it's available in case members decide that they want to use that as a mechanism for reviewing some proposed rule by a state agency. The subcommittee has 4 members, 2 from the House and 2 from the Senate. It only meets at the call of the chair. And it is staffed primarily by the Paul Marinak, who is an attorney in the Revisory of Statutes Office. If you have specific questions about the work of that subcommittee, I suggest we ask him to come up to the table.
Any questions or discussion? Seeing no questions, is there a motion to approve? Senator Fischbach moves to approve the resolution. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay. The motion prevails. And then they review and approve the 12-13 budgets. Mr. Gubinger, back at the table again. Take it away. What did I miss? Oh, I'm sorry. I missed. I went down one. The approval of salary roster.
Mr. Chair and members, in your packets is a copy of the salary roster for employees of joint legislative offices. Salaries for joint legislative staff, like the salaries of employees in the Senate and the House, have not changed since 2008. there have been some changes in salaries as employees have been terminated employment, and there have been some promotions. All other vacancies have to, because of the hiring freeze, be approved by the filling of those vacancies has to be approved by leadership. And so there may be some new names from the roster that was approved 2 years ago.
Discussion. Seeing no discussion, is there a motion to approve the salary and roster?
Mr. Chair, I'll move to approve it.
Senator Dimes moves approval of the salary and roster. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The motion prevails. Now on to the review and approval of the 12-13 budget. Mr. Hubinger.
Mr. Chair and members, there's a one-page summary of the appropriations to the joint legislative offices. Most of the appropriations are included in the state government finance bill as part of the legislature's budget. The budgets for 12-13 for this current biennium now were reduced by 5% for the joint legislative offices, the same level of reduction as was implemented for the Senate and for the House. This spreadsheet allocated that 5% reduction in across-the-board fashion across all of the offices. The LCC has the authority to reallocate those dollars as it wishes. This budget reflects an across-the-board reduction. The summary also shows the other appropriations to the LCC from the Healthcare Access Fund, from the Environmental Natural Resources Trust Fund for the LCCMR, some funds from the Legacy Amendment funding bill for the website that the LCC maintains, a transparency website, from the Outdoor Heritage Fund for the Lasard Sams Outdoor Heritage Council, and then funding from the Telecommunications Fund for captioning of the live streaming that the Senate and the House produced for the web.
Discussion.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Cook.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Hubinger. I have a few questions, and we'll just start kind of, I'll just work down the. The first is on the legislative television budget. I understand that these allocations, the tentative allocations, reflect just an across-the-board 5% cut. But I know that in our, I believe it was the state gov bill, we eliminated a fee that public television pays to the Office of Enterprise Technology. I think it's It's around $200,000 per year. Sorry, about $400,000 for the biennium. And so public television no longer has to pay to access. We, through legislative television, I understand, pay them to broadcast. And so I'm wondering if you anticipate some savings from that. And if so, is there a way to better reflect that in the budget or to show that? There's some suggestions you might have there.
Mr. Hubinger.
Mr. Chair and Senator Cook, that's exactly the history that's happened in the last 9 months with the appropriation for that part of the budget. The LCC, again, so the House and Senate produce the broadcasting of the House and Senate for sessions and committee hearings, and then the LCC is the fiscal agent and signs a contract to broadcast that signal around the state. We issue an RFP every 2 years to award that contract. In the last several years, that's been with the Minnesota Public Television Association, but there is no requirement that we use them. There's a staff group working on a new RFP now, and we're exploring all sorts of possibilities about do we want to add a second channel so that we can simultaneously television cast both House and Senate proceedings, for example, or should we be emphasizing more broadcasting but doing it over the web? And this is a discussion that we've been starting to have with within our staff group and that come up to the LCC leadership about how we should proceed. One would guess that a proposal responding to our request for proposal from MPTA would reflect that savings because they don't have to pay that fee to OET, and that would give them something of an advantage. But we are also in conversations with the commercial broadcast stations about exploring options for them broadcasting the signal and hopefully responding to the RFP.
Senator Cole.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Sorry, I'm just going down. On the next item under the Healthcare Access Fund, I understand that that's in statute that we had a line item for that commission, but I also believe we eliminated that commission. So what happens to that funding, and what are we doing with it?
Madam Chair, or Mr. Chair and Senator Koch, in the Healthcare care acts in the health care appropriations bill, the health care access commission itself was abolished, but the appropriation to the LCC to support that commission is in the state gov finance bill. The language is very generic. It just gives appropriates $128,000 to the LCC. Historically, some of those funds have been used to pay for the cost of the commission, per diems, and expense reimbursements for members. But the bulk has been transferred and evenly split between the House and the Senate for staff costs who work on health care access issues. So it would be a decision of the LCC if it wanted to continue to use that fund, those funds to pay for staff costs that work on that issue, or to let the funds lapse and cancel to the health care access fund.
All
right. That's just something we need to think about, Mr. Chair. And then finally, Mr. Hubinger, just refresh me if you could. I believe this happened in Energy Committee, which is the committee I serve on, but I noticed the live stream captioning for the TAM funding. There's a slight increase of about $50,000 each year, and I believe we did that to pay. Could you just remind me what that additional captioning dollars are going for?
Mr. Hubinger.
Mr. Chair and Senator Cook, the base appropriation for the last couple of years has been $100,000 a year, which has been used by the LCC to contract for services to provide captioning for the House and Senate broadcast that goes out on the web. There was a proposal in this session to increase that by $50,000 to establish a fund that would increase state agencies' ability to caption videos that they put on the web. And so there'll be some sort of mechanism that we have to set up to transfer that $50,000 to agencies that are doing that kind of web development.
Okay. So allowing the agencies to camp, so helping out. Thank you. Sorry, Mr. Chair. So we're helping, really kind of helping the administration do some captioning for their. Is that correct?
Mr. Chair and Senator, that's what I understand. This is not our initiative.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Hubinger. That's all. Thank you, Mr.
Cheeson. Holbert.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Back to the television issue. Who will ultimately decide whether or not, well, if the assumption being that the RFP would result in lower costs for the same service that we have now, given the interaction with the OET fund, as I listened to you explain it, it seemed to me that there was some consideration for expanding service as opposed to reducing costs. So who would ultimately make that decision on whether or not we were going to save money or expand service?
Mr. Hubinger.
Madam Chair and Representative Holbrook, that would ultimately be determined by the LCC chair.
You're on the hook.
Especially with Mr. Chair, especially with respect to the legislative programming, since it's a very tightly intertwined process with House and Senate, there'd be a lot of consultation with the Senate leadership as well.
I'm just concerned that there seemed to be some assumption that we were going to be able to save some money in this area, and I think that at least members of the House would like to see that happen, so I'm glad to know that Speaker is in charge.
I see that now. Any other discussion? Any other questions? Mr. Hubinger. Seeing other questions, is there a motion to approve the 12-13 budget?
So moved.
President Holbrook moves to approve the 12-13 budget. Mm-hmm. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. And next is review and approval of the temporary suspension of the deferred compensation program. Mr. Hubinger, if you could review that for us.
Mr. Chair and members, as a budget-saving measure, the House adopted a suspension of their deferred compensation program earlier this summer and for calendar year 12. The LCC operates on a fiscal year because we use the state's payroll system, and so in the absence of the LCC having a chance to meet in a really rapid way, we implemented a suspension as well administratively and are requesting that the commission formalize that action. By not having the employer match for deferred comp or permitting employees to cash out vacation leave for this fiscal year, we estimate that we'd save approximately $50,000.
Any discussion? Representative Thiessen.
Just thank you, Mr. Chair. And the 5% reduction is, what does that amount to in terms of dollars?
Mr. Hubinger.
In our budgets?
Yeah. I didn't total it up, but.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I've got that calculation.
Well, significantly more than $50,000.
Yes.
Anyway, yeah.
It's in a million two range.
Okay, thank you.
Representative?
No, that's all.
Any other questions? Discussion? If not, would it be a motion to approve? Senator Goodwin, I almost gave you a promotion back to the House. Senator Goodwin moves to approve the suspension of the deferred compensation program. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. We are under other business. Is there any other business to be brought before Representative Thiessen?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a question. So on that $128,000 for the Health Care Access Commission, is that similar that the speaker just will, or the chair of this committee will make a decision about how to allocate that, or will that come back to us? I think that's the, when we approve this, that's kind of the big question sitting out there that we need to.
Mr. Hubinger?
Mr. Chair and Representative Thiessen, typically the chair would have that discretion about not using the funds at all and canceling them. Or
that's great.
Any other business? If not, chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Representative Holder moves adjourn. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Nay. Motion approved. Meeting is adjourned.